بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Further with regard to this ayat, that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has put a seal on their hearts and on their hearing as well, and veils on their eyes, and for them will be a terrible punishment. These were those people who were given the full opportunity of obeying Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, but they chose to disobey Him. And in consequence, then Allah Ta'ala had put a seal on their eyes, ears, and on their heart and hearing, and a veil on their eyes, so now they cannot see the truth. To understand this easily, in this world a person is born in a country, he is a free citizen, he can travel in that country wherever he wants to, he can use all the amenities, facilities which the country, the government has provided, but of his choice now he commits crime. And when he commits crime, now he's barred of all those facilities, now he's put into a jail, and now he cannot go and use all the facilities which are in the country, which were meant for everyone. But of his own choice, he committed crime, he was found guilty, and now he is put into jail. Like that, Allah also gave us a free choice in this world when we came. Everyone, everything for Allah, or what Allah has made permissible to use in the world, it is for everyone. And the great qualities of our great faculties, the heart, which is very, very great thing, and the eyes and the ears, all these things Allah gave us the free choice of it. But when we of our choice misused it, went against the commands of Allah, we used our eyes wrongly, we used our brains wrongly, we used our hands and legs wrongly, now Allah Ta'ala has barred us. Now He puts a seal onto that person's heart, and He puts a veil onto his eyes. Now he is barred from all the amenities. And just like a person who is in prison, if his behavior is good, then they cut his sentence also, and he comes out of jail before his sentence is finished also. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala, after barring us, after putting a seal on the heart and on the ears, and putting a veil on the eyes, but if now we repent and we turn to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah gives you the opportunity again. And for all the things, that the first stage, as we had discussed yesterday, was when a person commits a guna, then a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes tawbah, that spot goes away, his heart is clean again. But if he does not, and he carries on, then the heart becomes completely black, and that is the first stage of barring a person from all the ni'mats of Allah, from benefiting from divine revelation, from Quran Sharif, from bayans that take place, from all the sources of hidayat. From namaz a person gets barred, his mind doesn't open up now to do any good work. And then after that, the next stage is that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, then Allah puts a seal onto his heart, and on his ears also, and veils on his eyes. For that also, there are du'as that a person makes, and Allah opens it up again. And the last stage is where Allah locks this up, and for that also we have been taught du'as. So if we make those du'as, we still, a person turns to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, then Allah releases him again. So much so, we find the du'as of great buzurgs, that, O Allah, in your knowledge, if my end of my life, my khatima is written on kufr, you change it for me, and you change it into iman. So the knowledge of Allah, which we normally call taqdeer, that it has been written for us such, and a person feels, well, this has been written for me, now I got no choice. Now, taqdeer is the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows what a person is going to do. So Allah has written that down. But choice, Allah Ta'ala says, imma shakira wa imma kafura. Either you are thankful to Allah or you are unthankful to Him and you go to the limits of kufr also. But it is within us, the choice has been given to us. And how we use that choice, we will be responsible for. So even a person, this is also the great mercy and love and kindness of Allah, that a person even after doing wrong, and so to say he landed himself in jail, Allah has still left the doors open. Still repent, make tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for you again. All your doors you will be, and we know of how many great buzurgs who were first, their lives were completely different. But when they repented and turned to Allah, Allah did not only accept them, but made them awliya and made them guides for many, many people who were guided righteously. So Allah Ta'ala has not closed the doors. It is for us that we use our faculty which Allah has given us and we open those doors. And a person must not just become despondent or become useless and say, this has been written in my taqdeer, so I got no choice. No, he has still, Allah has made the means that he can use all the facilities and faculties which Allah Ta'ala has given him. And taqdeer is not above Allah Ta'ala. It does, taqdeer doesn't govern Allah Ta'ala. Allah governs taqdeer. And Allah can do as He wants to. And one major form by which even taqdeer Allah changes is by making dua. Then Allah Ta'ala changes the taqdeer of that person also. If a person, and there are clear duas, like for now we are all sitting comfortably, but if something is written in our lives like an accident for today or any other mishap, and by duas Allah will change that also and remove that mishap. It is for us that we turn to Allah and we beg of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is above everything. We build our contact with Allah Ta'ala and He is the controller and changer of all things. Not only mishaps, but for example, we are worried of ourselves. Firstly, we should be. Then our children, the hidayat of our children. And it is by dua that we see they are being disobedient. They are not listening, etc. Dua can change that also and make them obedient. We use our, we counsel them, we advise them, etc. But the main is their hearts are also in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we make dua and Allah will change condition. And even if a person is like a handicapped person, but duas can change that, and if there are enough instances that are shown, when that sincere dua and turning to Allah took place, how Allah changed even those physical conditions. Then the spiritual conditions also, and it is in the hands of Allah, it is for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.